Well, ever since Janet talked about our conference coming up, Behold, Strength to Strength, I've been on a little journey of going into what does that all mean for me and what is strength. And when she first mentioned it, I felt this feeling that some people would kind of just write that off. Strength to strength. Well, that doesn't apply to me because I don't actually feel that strong. But you know what? Doesn't matter where you are, you can get stronger. Doesn't matter whether you feel weak, you can get stronger. And so this morning, I want to share with you about strength to strength. And I've called my message, More to Life Than This. Because I feel like there's more to life than what we're in right now. And I love what we're in right now, don't get me wrong. But I am a out there kind of girl. And I know that God has lots for us. And I know that this, which Grant so beautifully taught on last week, the power of the word, there is so much in this that needs to get inside of us and we need to be living in the fullness of. Amen. So we're going to talk about strength to strength this morning. And I want to start off with David and Goliath. And sometimes this is a bit how we see life, isn't it? I love the story of David and Goliath because David knew his God. David knew his God. And so I'm kind of going to assume that you all know the story. The children of Israel were there and the Philistines were there and they had this massive giant who'd come out and taunt them every morning. And nobody was willing to fight the giant. But David rocks up with his lunch for his brothers. He'd wanted to be there all along, but he had to look after the sheep. And he rocks up with lunch for his brothers, and he's like, what's going on? What's going on? What is going on? Why are they letting this giant taunt? He's like, I'll fight him. About a 13-year-old kid. He's like, I'll fight him. There was something in David that said, who can defy the King of Kings? Who can defy the armies of the living God? And there was something in him that said, I don't care how big you are, because like, let's look at the odds, eh? Let's look at the odds. David, 13, shepherd boy. He had slain a bear and a lion. Giant, quite big. Soldier. If we were betting, which we're not, but God, eh? Because David knew his God. David knew that when he went into battle, he wasn't walking as just himself. He was walking with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who spoke and created. And do you know why he knew that? Because he'd spent time communing with his God. And he'd invited his God into his every situation. When he'd had troubles, he'd invited his God to be his strength. And so there he was. And everybody kind of went, even the king's like, who's this kid? Who is he? You know, who's this kid? Should we let him go out there? I kind of wonder if the king was like, well, we don't really have many other options. You know? But David, we know David fought that giant and he defeated that giant. He cut off his head. He cares about us. He knows. If he can do all that, He's got you. He's got you. He's got your back. He's got you. I reckon it's like we have, making quite an exciting thing up here, but that's all right. It's quite a tangle of cotton and all sorts of things. It's like God has given us a free gym membership. Such excitement, I hear. Such excitement. Are we going to use it? Have you ever seen those free gym membership things out there? Lots of people take them up, and they take the 2 weeks. Oh, I got 2 weeks free gym membership. Quite often, people don't carry it on. God challenged me this week. He's like, I've given it all to you. I've given it all to you. I've given you a personal trainer. His name's Holy Spirit. He's going to be with you every day, every moment, if you want him. If you push him away, then he's a pretty good gentleman and he won't interfere. But I've given you a personal trainer who wants to come with you. You just call out to him. His other name is Helper. He wants to help you. His other name is Guide. He wants to show you what to do. Wow. Free gym membership and a personal trainer. The snapshot of our spirit, the photo, should be pretty good, shouldn't it? I remember when I was in youth, somebody talking about if we could take a photo of our spirit man, what would it look like? Quite an interesting thing to think about, isn't it? I think by the end of the year, God wants all of our spirit men to be looking a little bit different than what they do right now. I think the word's buff, isn't it? It's quite funny, isn't it? My boys will laugh at me. That's okay. Yeah, Mum, no. Don't go there. God wants to strengthen us. He's more interested in us being strong than we are. He's like, you can overcome that. Not by might nor power, but by his spirit. So good. He's somebody who we would equate with strength. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Okay? He says, strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength. I quite like Jesus' words better, but he kind of knows what strength is too, doesn't he? And I'm really aware that it's easy for me to say these words, but living them when you are walking through a hard journey is a whole nother thing. I don't go walking in the park to build my muscles. Need a bit of resistance. Hey, I don't like it. But I do like what it does to me. Actually, I don't generally choose exercise. I'm just going to own it right there. But I love it when I'm in it. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is good. You can feel that it does something in you. It invigorates you and it's good. It's very good. So what is this gym that God has us in? Well, I would like to put to you that Mike Connell preached an excellent, excellent, excellent teaching on building a strong spirit. And if you haven't listened to it, can I encourage you to? I noticed when I checked out our website that the link is not there, so I will make sure that it appears there so that you can see and get on and binge it. I've binged it this week. I binged Mike's teaching. You know, we can binge so many other things. I'm like, right, I'm going to build this building a strong spirit teaching. I'm going to watch them all. You know, and there's some things that he just highlighted, and I'm not going to go into them all because you can go and do the teaching. He does it so well. Praying in tongues, waiting on God, meditating on the Word of God. That's a biggie, isn't it? We sing a song, "So We Lift You High, High Within Our Hearts, High Within Our Minds. Jesus, You Alone, Our Rock, Our Cornerstone." And I remember singing that song one time here in church and going, what's that all about? Because, you know, we can't make God any bigger. And you know what he said to me? He's like, "You can make me bigger in your mind and in your heart." So often, our circumstances and our situations are like this, and the God in our hearts and our minds is like this. He's like, "Ruth, you can make me bigger. You can make me bigger because I am bigger. I am the I am. I spoke, I created." We are actually made in his image, so we speak and we create. Powerful. Oh, don't get me started on that. That is so exciting. But we meditate on the word, and like what Grant taught us last week, find the word, get the Rhema word from God for you, for your situation. How powerful is that when you get the word of God for your situation? And I'm not saying that is easy. Sometimes it feels like the battle it is. But I tell you what, you come out the other side, and you will come out the other side. You come out the other side because we go through the valleys. We don't camp in them. We don't pitch our tent there. We're going through. And when you come out the other side, all of a sudden you find yourself in a situation and you go, "Hang on, that doesn't hit me like it used to. I'm not falling over at that one. There's something built in me. There's some strength in me that I didn't have before." So exciting. So cool. The process is often pretty tricky. Another way we can build our spirit is worship, and that was so good. You know, because when we worship, we focus on him. When you look at him, you see him, and what you look towards comes towards you. What you look towards, often we look at our problems and they get bigger and bigger and bigger. Remunerate. Not such a good word. Is that the right? Did I say it right? He's not listening. Ruminate. Yeah. Ruminate. He was focusing on something else. Ruminate was my handy dictionary in the front row. Ruminate. You know, we've got to ruminate on the right things. Not because they need to switch. They need to switch. Because he is the great I am. He is the Prince of Peace. When everything is storm, he is the peace. He's asleep in the storm. Wow. That's next level. I'm quite keen to be like that. One day it would be great. Where is she? Oh, she's sleeping. What? Does she know what's going on? Yep, but she's sleeping. I want to be like that. Because he knew. He knew. Let's look at Ephesians 3, verse 16. I'm going to go back to verse 14. Wes does that all the time, so I'm just going to do that too. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there's quite a good point there, isn't it? You know, bowing our knee to him. Yeah. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Powerful. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints, that's all of us, what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him, this is my favorite verse, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. Or it says ask or think. According to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I love that passage. Now to him who is able to do more. There's more to this life. There's more to this life. There's more to this life. I've been thinking about that other verse that says, I haven't got it written down. Let's see if I can remember it. It's talking about, block, we won't go there. It talks about us having abundant life. And you know, what does that mean? Jesus says, I have come that you might have, there it is. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it in all its fullness. I'm like, fullness? What does that mean? I like to kind of, all its fullness. I'm like, life, there's more to life. There's more to life. There's more to life. He says he wants to give us the fruit of his Spirit. The fruit of his Spirit empowers us. The fruit of his Spirit, that's not me pulling on my peace. It's me pulling on his peace. More than we can ask or imagine. It's not my long suffering, although sometimes I feel it's very long. It's pulling on him. It's me pulling on the fruit of his Spirit. His fruit. It's his fruit being manifest in our life. I reckon that's what he's talking about. There's more to life. Life in all its fullness is seeing that fruit flowing in every aspect of my life. Things might be downright, ugh, but I recognize there's fruit flowing in my life. And it doesn't matter that this thing's gone, I've still got peace and I've still got joy. What's with that? We can be a sign and a wonder. I've seen so many of you, and I know that you're pulling on him. You're pulling on his Spirit because you can see it in your life. You can see. It's so powerful. All those fruit. Let's not just stop at the first few fruits of the Spirit either. You know, love, joy, and peace. It's a lovely trio. There's heaps of them. There's heaps of them. Let them flourish in your life this year. Have a look and go, God, what do you want to strengthen in my life? Scary prayer. Remember resistance training? But you know, how do you want to strengthen me this year? Maybe it is that he wants to increase your patience. Maybe it's he wants to increase mine. What is it, God, that you want to strengthen in my life? Because he wants to take us from strength to strength. There's a principle in the word that says he wants to take us from glory to glory. And I don't think we're all there yet. I think there's more to this life. And I want it. I don't want to get to the end of this year and go, Ruth, at the beginning of 2024, Ruth, at the end of 2024. Oh, pretty much the same. nah. I want to see more people healed. I want to see more faith in my spirit. I want to see the fruit of the Spirit being evident more. And gosh, I know that might be hard. I might not enjoy the journey because it's a bit of resistance training. And I might love some people in a different way in some of the moments. That's developing something in me or building some strength in me. But I want to be a stronger person because I know that the things that we have to face, we need to get some strength in us. We need to have some strength in us. We can't just be people that are going to be blown over by every wind of doctrine. We've got to have some strength in us. We've got to have some backbone. God showed me this cool picture. He wants us to be like marshmallows with a steel rod. Yeah. I like it, eh? Totally lovable, but strong as. I quite like that picture. Some of you don't like that, but that's all right. I'll have it. It's my Rima. You get yours. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. That he would grant you. That he would grant you, not just a few, but that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man. We're going to be a people who are strong. Janet was up at Waitangi, and one of the things that was said up there is, I feel that God is saying some things for this year. And one of the things that God is saying for this year is strength to strength. And they went, actually Lincoln, who was sitting next to her, said, Grandma, God wants to build it into us. He does. He does. He wants to build into us strength. Not just to be some pretty buff thing. I don't really have any time for that. But so we can do some damage. There's some damage that needs to be done on the principalities and powers. There's some things that need to be taken back. You know, David, what he did, he strengthened himself in the Lord, and then he went back into the enemy's camp and he took back what he stole from him. Some of you have got some stealing back to do. It's not stealing, it's just taking back what is rightfully yours. Oh, I feel this in me. I'm taking it back. You took that from me, and you're going to, the day that you took that from me, because I'm coming back, and I'm getting back what's mine, and I'm getting more. There's that is going to rise in us. Then is that is going to be arising in us, because there's a strength in our spirit that God is wanting to put in us that is going to go into the enemy's camp and is going to take back. What is it that you need to be strengthened in so that you can take back what is yours? Gosh, there's been some things that have been mine that I've let go because of stupid little things in my mind. I hadn't let God be higher in my mind. I'd let this thought be higher in my mind. Such and such says such and such. Such and such says such and such. This is this. This is this. Those had been higher. God says, I am who I say I am. You are who I say you are. Let's get it into our spirits, church. God is calling us to be strong. God is calling us to be strong. To be strong and mighty and do exploits. And I look around and I see some circumstances and some situations. And man, they are tough. But I want to say to you, your God is big enough. Your God is big enough. With him, let's be entwined. Let's not lose that. Whoop, can't even find it. So thin. Let's be entwined. Let's be entwined. And let it be enough. Let it be enough. Let it be enough. It's like a little macrame thing up here, isn't it? It's like spider webs of cotton all over the stage. It's a bit like life, but get some water in it with God. He wants to glory in the church. You know, we're supposed to be something that the world looks at and goes, wow, far out. How did they do that? Did you know their circumstances? But look at them. He wants to glory in us because of the strength and power that is evident, working in through our lives. So powerful. This, wait, entwine yourself with him. And that's a time and a process. Hey, God can take each one of us. He can take each one of us, and he wants us to be strong. Let me read it one more. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in his love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now the more, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations. It doesn't just stop with you. It goes on and on and on and on because of the strength that is built in your life. I have a strength in my life because of some of the strength that my parents have built. Some of you might say, well, I'm first time generation. Well, I say to you, you're grafted in to the most amazing strong vine, who's the vine of Christ, and you can get all your strength and source from him. It's powerful. Let's build each other up. Let's strengthen each other up with what we say. Let's make sure that we're speaking life. Let's be speaking life into situations. You know, if we see a situation and it's tough, let's speak the God truth into it. It's not denying what's going on, but it's speaking hope and life because we need it. We need each other to build together and be strong. Most ropes aren't just two strands. There's a whole lot of strands twisted together to create strength. We're going to be like this year, church, because we're bound and intertwined with him. Amen? Enough said. I'm like, do we pray? Mama Ann said something to me. She said, it's each person taking their own personal responsibility. You can't build any muscles on me, and I can't build any on you, but I can encourage you. So can I encourage you this week, when you get to a moment, pull on him. Pull on him. If you don't have anything to say, just pray in tongues. Works real good. And then when you enlist your spirit into it and kick it up a level, whoa,
Now we're talking. You don't know what you're praying. You don't know. You don't need to know what you're praying. He can pray for you. In Him. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Go do it, church. Go do it. Is there anything you want to say? Have a great life. A strong life. We'll see you next Sunday.